We're just recently interviewed by my colleague, Megan Grebner. Of course, this issue about Japan possibly easing some of its restrictions hadn't come up, I don't think, at the time. So I did want to talk to you about that. I know that you and I have had many conversations before where you have said that absolutely Japan has to, they have to back away from their demands. So can you confirm in any way that this information is accurate, that Japan is potentially stepping away from its hard line on tariffs?
Well, I can't get into the specifics of the negotiation, but as you know, MPPC has been extremely engaged in the Trans-Pacific Partnership talks. In fact, I think that the U.S. officials and officials from the other countries would tell you that MPPC has arguably been more engaged than any organization in any private sector of any of the 12 countries. And that's because we've got a tremendous amount at stake. Our position always is countries need to abolish all tariff and non-tariff barriers to trade. That's been our position in every FTA negotiation to date. It was in Korea, Colombia, Panama, for example, and it is in the TPP. We are have been very concerned about Japan's reluctance to fully open its market. Japan was not a founding member of TPP. It came in after the negotiations were launched. Japan, Mexico, and Canada came in later. Japan was the last one in. The negotiations were launched in Honolulu, and at that time, the ministers made it clear that tariffs were to be eliminated. This was going to be a very ambitious, the highest standard agreement ever negotiated. And once Japan came in and it expanded to 12 countries, MPPC knew that this was going to be the most important regional free trade agreement ever negotiated. So the stakes were really, really high, which is why we threw a shoe when Japan backed away from the Honolulu minister's declaration and started making noise about not eliminating tariffs and not providing significant market access on pork and the other so-called sensitive products. Rice, dairy, beef, pork, and wheat, and we were very concerned. Enough progress has been made so that we're comfortable coming out now for Trade Promotion Authority. We're not going to be able to, the deal is now in the end game, and that is the TPP negotiations are in the end game. We are not, the United States is not going to be able to close this deal unless Congress gives the U.S. Trade Promotion Authority. So, our MPPC's position is unchanged. We continue to demand Japan and all the other countries to eliminate all tariff and non-tariff barriers to trade. So our position is unchanged. It's just there's been some progress made. We're comfortable coming out in support of TPA, and we don't get to a final TPP unless and until the Congress acts, because I don't think this deal is going to be closed absent Trade Promotion Authority. That means Congress has got to act. Now, assuming they do, Congress does pass TPA, and I think they will, and MPPC is going to fight hard for that. When we have a final TPP deal, we're going to look at it very closely, just as the beef industry will, and the rice industry, and the dairy industry, and the wheat industry, and everybody else in agriculture, and everybody else, for that matter, in the U.S. private sector, that got a stake in the negotiation. We're all going to look at it very closely, and at that point, we'll determine whether or not we support. We haven't changed our position on TPP. We continue to push hard for elimination of all barriers to trade on pork, whether tariff or non-tariff. And progress has been made. I can't really get into detail what that progress has been, but enough progress so that we are comfortable, and you see also the U.S. beef industry, enough progress being made so they are comfortable coming out in favor of Trade Promotion Authority. And we're going to work hard to get TPA through the U.S. Congress so we can get TPP finalized.
Okay. So you can't say that the progress is Japan's side?
Yeah, there's been progress in Japan. There's been progress in the talks. I just can't get into the specifics. So we're comfortable enough coming out in favor of TPA. I think most ag groups, their comfort level is high enough, so most of them are out publicly supporting TPA and are going to work hard for congressional passage. Now, we're all going to take a hard look at TPP when it gets finalized, but the critical thing not to miss here is that we're not going to have a final TPP deal to look at, and we may not get to the best final offers of our trading partners unless and until Congress passes TPA. So, you know, we're at that point now where we need TPA. I think, you know, there's another negotiating round going up in New York this week, but the reality is, in order to close this thing and to get the highest standard deal that we want, and I think our colleagues in American agriculture want, and I believe, you know, all the pro-trade private sector in the United States wants, we got to get TPA.